Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Thank you.
What a start to the week, a start to the show. Hang on, what day is it today?
Monday.
It is Monday. For a second, in my head, it was Wednesday. That's how busy today has been. It feels like I've lived 2 days. Good evening, Catherine Boyle.
Good evening, Ian Lee.
Thank you very much. Those are the names. This is the Late Night Alternative. We would like to thank everybody at the Arias who, for a second year, have nominated us as Best Talk Radio Host Non-Breakfast. We won it last year. Fingers crossed we win it this year. And what was great is we were giving a talk today at the next radio academy. It's like all the big wigs, all the suits, all of the brains, the money women, the money men, the talent, everybody who's everybody was there. And we went on straight after those nominations were announced. So it was a real triumphant moment for us. Our name was read out as part of the nominations and then we then had to walk out. And it was very, very hard. Very hard to keep our feet on the ground, but we did. So thank you to the Arias. Thank you for the great taste. Thank you to the judges, everyone who voted. Thank you to you. No, not you, the listener, actually. You didn't do nothing with us. Thanks to us that we did it. 0344 499 1000. Very busy show tonight, and we've got very serious warning. In fact, let me stop this music. The Gurney Slade theme is a little bit flippant for what we want to do here. Very serious warning. If you've got young pet, was that you scratching?
Yeah.
It was hairy. Very serious. This is actually serious. So stop the sound effects for a minute. Sound FX. And I only recently worked out that sound FX is when special FX people use the phrase special FX, they're making the word effects into an actual special effects.
Mm.
The word special effects is an effect.
But what does FFS stand for?
For flip's sake.
Ah.
So here's a warning. This is a genuine warning. And we've done the funny bits and we'll go to Alan Caddick to do the funny bits again in a minute. But this is actually a genuine warning. If you've got young children, teenage children, if you're an adult, this is actually quite important with Brexit and with Trump, and as we know, with the rise of the jihadis. By the way, there's a TV series starting in a few weeks for kids called The Jihadis, but they spell it J-I-H-A-D-E-E-S. And basically, it's these four crazy extremists that live together. They're in a band, and they go around trying to cause mayhem, but with hilarious results. I've seen the teaser for it, first episode. It is a lot of fun. You're really, really going to like it. But no, this is actually serious. This is going to save you money. This is going to save you time. And this is certainly going to make your life, extend your life expectancy. There is something doing the rounds at the moment that is not what it says it is. There is something that is out there at the moment that claims to be one thing. You spend a lot of money on it. You find out actually it is something completely different. It is damaging. It is painful and is expensive. And Kath and I should know because we spent £25 today on this. We bought tickets to see the new Predator movie, The Predator. It is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen in my life. What a waste of time. What a waste of money. Everybody in that film should hang their heads in shame and then be executed for crimes against my eyes, crimes against franchises, crimes against reboots. It was the level of violence in it was on a par to an episode of the A-Team. The explosions had those sparks in that you used to get in 80s TV movies. OK, so the original Predator was in the late 80s, 87, I think. Then the Predator 2 came along with Danny Glover and Gary Busey in 1997. And they were referenced in this movie. But I remember the original Predator being good. Cheesy, but good. I remember, I don't know if I've seen the second Predator, but I bet it was a lot of fun. This was crap. It couldn't work out if it was pastiche, or if it was horror, or if it was sci-fi, or if it was comedy, or if it was a pilot for a failed TV series in the ilk of Knight Rider, Street Hawk and Automan. It was sub-manimal. And it was a crime that this got made and it got shown.
The only thing we can all agree on that it was is Pony.
Oh, it was awful. Without a shadow of a doubt, right? The worst movie I have ever seen in my life. And I sat through the first Sicario. Is that what it's called?
Sicario.
Sicario. God, that's boring. Then we had a second one. And then they, spoiler alert, well, not really spoilers, but let's just say this film is set up for sequels. It's set up for sequels in the same way that the A-Team movie was set up for sequels. And I hope that the suits at Paramount Pictures and Universal and 21st Century Fox and all of those guys, I hope they have the sense that they did with the A-Team movie and they pulled the plug. And they kept saying, oh, yeah, no, the A-Team 2 is going to come, knowing that it wouldn't come because the first one was a stinker. Apart from that scene when they're in a tank that's falling down. Have you seen the A-Team movie?
No.
There's a bit where they're in a tank and it falls out of the back of an aeroplane and they're going to crash into the ground. But then Hannibal sees a lake over there. So what they do is they turn the turret round in the tank and they fire it so that it pushes them so they end up over the lake. That bit was actually quite good and based on science.
No one actually gets killed in the A-Team. Do they?
In the television series, no. Boy George was in the A-Team. Not as a member of... He wasn't the Face Man or something, or Howling Mad Murdoch. But he was... He had a cameo in the A-Team. I used to like the A-Team. Who was their female assistant?
Bonnie.
Yeah.
So, I know this. Wanted to play with the boys, you had to be Bonnie.
No, Bonnie was the female assistant in Knight Rider.
Oh, yes, she was.
Amy. Amy and Bonnie. They should get their own spin-off show and team up with Pepsi and Shirley. And Kiss, the rock group. No, they forget the rock group Kiss. The four of those girls should kiss. So it was awful. I booed it as the credits rolled. I started booing it.
You did.
Don't give spoiler alerts, but there was a bit when we started laughing hysterically. What was?
What was that?
Oh yeah. There's a bit.
There's a bit where.
No, it wasn't. It was the thumb. He gave a thumbs up.
There's a bit where the Predator suddenly has his little joke.
Yes, Predator starts doing jokes with body parts. Honestly, it was absolutely the worst film I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
I've seen Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Is there a sequel to Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, don't.
Oh, there we go. That's tonight's phone-in, 0344 499 1000. Sequels that no one else knows about or that should never be made. Obviously, Grease 2. We call this Grease 2. By the way, we're lucky. We've got the owner of Grease 2 on the line now. Good evening, Alan.
I own Grease 2.
You own Grease 2. How is that doing for you? Have you made any money? Have you made any celebrity friends? Is Michelle Pfeiffer or Maxwell Caulfield? Are they friends of yours now?
Not to a penny.
Aye, mate. Just like the producers of that movie. That's why they gave it away so freely.
Oh, no.
Alan, don't go and see the new Predator movie, unless they're advertising with us, in which case I'm going to go and see it again. But don't go and see it. It's a stinker.
I've never seen the first Predator.
I think I saw the first one. I must have seen it like 33 years ago when I was, like a teenager. That must have been, because it came out in 87, so I'd have been 14 and 15 that year. So, yeah, I've seen it. I seem to remember enjoying it. The second one, I said, I'm going to go and watch those movies again. But the new one, and it's called The Predator, to distinguish it from Predator and Predator 2.
Because they decide that that's the official species name.
Did Carl Weathers die? Here's the question for everybody listening tonight. And you thought our Bruce Lee chat was nerdy. Did Carl Weathers die in the original Predator?
I'm not sure.
You've not seen it.
I know.
So if you'd have answered it, I'd have been a bit confused. I'd have been scratching my head going, well, hang on a minute. A minute ago, you were like, I've not seen it. And now you're like, well, I know the answer to that question.
But I don't.
Exactly. You passed the test.
I know someone else who died yesterday. Tinker from Lovejoy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I worked with him once, and he told me about how he used to take a lot of LSD in the 1960s. He also got a bit grumpy around the reading table because the script was rubbish. He was right, the script was rubbish, but I thought that was a bit... But yeah, he was spent a nice afternoon with him once and he was telling me tales of LSD, yeah.
Oh, he was
85. Oh, what was his name? Dudley
Sutton.
Dudley Sutton, that was it. I would have got there eventually. Dudley Sutton, by the way, Dudley Sutton looks like old man Mickey Dolenz.
Does, yeah.
He does. He does a skillet face, a flat face, slightly Chinesey. Well, tonight's show is in memory of Dudley Sutton, then.
Yeah.
We will dedicate this show to Dudley Sutton. It's what he would have wanted. Everything about tonight's show.
Well, he got an eye for a good antique, Tinker.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hang on, what's this?
I can speak to Lovejoy.
Someone's talking. We'll make it 20. Come on, gentlemen. Oh, it's an auction.
120, I'm ready. It's with you, madam, at 120. It's from the first series.
Is it?
Yeah, from the first series of Lovejoy, that was.
How do you know?
Because I've seen Lovejoy on television.
Have you now, Alan? Best place to see it, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, Dudley Sutton is up in heaven now, jamming with Sid Vicious and Jimi Hendrix.
Seeing Ian McShane there reminds me of the first and last male stripper I ever saw.
Oh, really? Was it Ian McShane?
It was basically
Desolate
Ian
Hard
McShane.
Times.
We were.
By the way, Hard Times is the name of my new stripper outfit that I'm going to be touring the country with soon.
We were all laughing, but it was because we were appalled. It was a man who was about three times our age, and we were all recoiling in horror. Honestly, flipping heck.
Hey, here's a trivia question for you. Who wrote the books that Lovejoy is based on? Good question.
Jonathan Curzon?
No, Jonathan Gash.
I knew it was a Jonathan.
I didn't know it was a Gash. That's a little bit ripe, isn't it?
I know.
It's a bit stinky.
Stop it.
All right, Alan, thanks for your call. 0344 499 1000. If you're a new listener, if you were listening to us give out ponderous thoughts at the radio talk today and you're tuning in going, hey, those guys sound like really decent, interesting, worthy guys.
No.
The three clips we played, we cherry-picked, of course. This is what it's normally like. We make innuendo, we call out the author Jonathan Gash, and we bully Alan Caddick. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. It's a terrible film. What are you looking at?
What, generally? Just looking around.
Well, you've got a bit of a vibey attitude about you.
Listen,
tonight.
I can't help bringing the sass.
It's not sass, it's ass. So at the weekend, 0344 499 1000. It's going to be a frothy show tonight, light and frothy. So at the weekend, my boys came and stayed, and I was going to do a really opening, moving monologue about taking my boys back after having them for a weekend. That was heartbreaking, but I mean, kind of actually talking about advising my listeners about the Predator movie being a rip off. I think is more important.
So consider yourself moved.
Yeah. Okay. So I will talk about it later on. But I had my boys this weekend, and I stayed over at their house on Friday. I woke up early, and we came over, and we got a cat flap installed. So the cat's got a cat flap, and she's an old lady, and the cat flap is quite high because of the steps and the way the door is. So I've had to do what I haven't done for years. I've had to build steps for her to get out, and I've built those with using VHS cassettes, but in the thick, chunky cases. Okay, so that makes it so there's I think there's like five or six videos I've used, and she has to climb up there. And on the other side, I've just put like a plastic box on the other side, and it kind of works. And she wouldn't go through it. And at one point, I was picking her up and trying to shove her through it. And I swear to God, she had her arms out either side and her paws. And her head was going through and her paws were like stopping her. And I thought, well, this is not going to happen. So in the end, we just dumped her in the garden and then locked her out so that she had to come in that way. And she did after about 3 hours. And she came in through the thing. And now
she looked very annoyed.
She looks so peed off. She just gives you a dirty look as if to say, OK, we know what's happening. I just want you to know, I ain't happy with this situation. I preferred it when you opened the door for me. But I'll do it, but I hate you.
What was it the other day when you'd opened one door for her and then she went and stood by the closed door in the next room as if to say, no, this one, please.
And meowing at me.
Shouting at you.
And I opened it. I opened it for her. But now she goes in and out. Mm-hmm. And she does it, and that is great news. But so we had the kids, and it was, we had a great weekend. But I discovered this television program. It's an old TV show, right? I'd seen it in listings, so I'd heard of it. I'd never watched it before. We watched 5 episodes. That's 2.5 hours of this program, right? And it was the most hideous. I would like to see a movie of this instead of Predator, right? It was hideous. It was pornographic. And my kids are 6 and 8. It was everything that is wrong with television, and we could not stop watching it. It's a show called Man Versus Food. Have you seen that? What a program. So it's a big guy, not as big as you'd expect, but they kind of do it like a travelogue thing where he goes to different parts of America to experience their food, right? But he doesn't go to fancy restaurants. He goes to like diners and Mexican restaurants and burrito bars and pizza. And he goes to like, you know, where the locals eat, right? And he goes in the kitchen and he pretends he's interested in the cooking. But then each of these places has, and apparently this is a big thing in America, they have a food challenge where you've got like an hour or 45 minutes to eat this big meal. And if you eat the big meal, you get your picture on the Hall of Fame and you get like a free T-shirt or something. So the meals I saw him eat, right? A 60-ounce steak.
Oh, my God.
A 60-ounce steak. That's like the size of a baby. The meat looked incredible, but it looked disgusting. And also, I don't want to, you know, we like to keep this friendly and above the waist. But I'm just thinking, that man's colon must have been ripped to shreds. A 60-ounce steak, right? We saw him eat. Did he finish? Oh, he finished this. He finished this with 35 minutes to go. You show me.
Is it that guy?
No.
Because he's had to quit.
Oh, was he the first guy?
Adam Richman.
Because there was a guy that did it for series one, and then it became a different guy. We saw him eat. He had an hour to eat it. He ate it in 25 minutes. A 5-pound burrito.
Wow. Right?
But what made it even more incredible was, he then had to eat 1/2 pound of bananas and cream as the dessert. Did that with ages to go, right? The one that he failed on...
He's going to be pooping Play-Doh.
The one he failed on, and I don't know... Right, okay, it was a burger, right? And it was the equivalent of 8 burgers in a thing. The bun, the top half of the bun was 1/2 pound. So the bun itself was 1 pound, right? With the top and the bottom was a... That was the bun was 1 pound. And the burger, I don't know how big, the burger was like, I think the burger was like 6 pounds with cheese. He couldn't do it. He could not do it. He wimped out. And there was a guy in the restaurant that had done it already. And it's the weirdest, have you seen this show, dear listener? It's the weirdest thing. So he does like, he goes backstage and looks at the food and goes, oh, he had, what do you call them? Dorito. What do you call them? Dorito.
Nachos.
Nachos.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like 6 pounds of nachos covered in beans, beef, pulled pork and cheese. Honestly, man, and my kids were sat there transfixed and they kept saying, and I've never really, we don't really watch TV. They watch Netflix, right? And we just found this and I thought, oh, well, let's watch 5 minutes of this. And I didn't know if they'd like it. I knew I'd love it. And it finished. And I said, right, should I put a film on now? And they kept going, can we watch one more? 2.5 hours are we watching this? And then we ordered Chinese food. So we played Man Versus Food. And every time my kid stopped eating, I went, eat it! Eat. I didn't. Of course I didn't do that. It was incredible. Food porn, man. And it's so unhealthy. So anyway, so when the challenge happens, the guy comes out into the restaurant and the whole local crowd sort of sit behind him. And he sits there and he eats this stuff and they shout and cheer him on. And then hot, hot women come up to him and kiss him on the cheek while he's eating. And I'm there doing voices for my boys. My boys find it hilarious. I'm like, hey, lady, stop kissing me. I'm trying to eat this big burger. And you're kissing me? Get the heck out of here, ladies. I'm eating. Boys in hysterics at that. Really easy audience, those two. I've never seen anything like it. But also, I'm watching it thinking, yeah, I could do that. I could do that. I could eat.
I could eat the 5-pound burrito. That looked tasty.
Really?
Yeah, that looked tasty.
It all sounds very beige. Where's the roughage?
But then I was reading about the guy in the first series, and what he would do afterwards is go and run on a treadmill for like 45 minutes.
Sure he did.
That's what he said. I mean, yeah. He didn't look...
But he went and barfed it up.
But then you were telling me there's a technique. We'll come to you in a minute, Gary.
Hot dog technique,
the
yeah.
The hot dog technique. Mm-hmm. And this is food. It's not sex.
No.
Okay, go on
Although
then.
Although I'm sure it's a...
Go on.
Transferable skill.
Yeah.
You have hot dog eating competitions, and yeah. One of the leading competitors on the world eating stage is a very tiny, I think she might be Chinese, anyway, a very tiny Chinese woman, let's say.
Yeah.
And her technique involves splitting the hot dog. So she's got the wiener and she's got the bun.
Right.
First of all, the wiener goes down whole, like a sword swallower, straight down there.
She takes the whole...
Uh-huh.
The sausage,
yeah,
the dog,
yeah.
Goes down whole in one go. That can't be...
You can't be wasting time chewing.
How does that get around the intestine then?
Because it's followed by, she gets the bun, dips it in water, that goes down next. Like a snake eating an egg.
Wow, and actually I've found a recording of what that sounds
no.
like.
No.
This is what it sounds like, her doing that. That's what it sounds like. That's an actual recording of that happening. 03444991000, the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Are you allowed to tell us about you getting screwed over by your car dealership?
Well, no, because I'm waiting for the finale and I want to see what the punchline is.
But basically, they said, you rent your car.
Well, kind of.
Lease it.
I've got one of those deals where I'm never going to own the car. I make a payment for, I think it's on 4 years. And I'm supposed to hand it back in a decent condition.
Yeah.
I can do a balloon payment at the end if I want to.
Payment, she says. Mm.
Or is it called a balloon payment?
I don't know. Never heard of that.
I can pay it off at the end if I want, or I can just go on to... Basically, they hook you into a finance deal and you end up getting a different car and they just carry it on and you end up paying sort of the same or a little bit more for a different car. Anyway, I've got about a year and a half to go on this deal, so I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call early this time last week from the woman who sold me the car. And she said, oh, hi, I just wondered how you're getting on with your car. And I said, oh, fine. Really, it's the best car I've ever had, to be honest.
Oh, look at you. Loving your car.
I didn't say that to her, but it is the best car I've ever had.
Yeah.
The rest of the cars I've had have been like, well, can I fit a pushchair in it? Like, all right, I'll have that one. And they've never been particularly fun. This car is fun. So I said, oh, no, I really like it. She said, okay, well, how about, I mean, would you like to change it? Come and talk to me about changing it. We could maybe even upgrade.
Yeah.
I said, well, I've got another year and a half to go on it. Surely it's a bit too early. No, I'm sure we can do something. We're having a special event. Why don't you come in?
Special event.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I went in and we sat there. As soon as I went in, sat me down, got the kids hot chocolates. You know, we had lattes. They weren't playing games.
Yeah.
You know, biscuits.
Okay, got free food and drink out of it then.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
And then we started looking at new cars, and she said, oh, what do you fancy? This is what we've got here. I could make you one of these up, or we could get one of these from stock. You know, we've got this,
make
this.
You up a car.
Yeah, because this particular...
Mix and match.
This particular brand of car, you do kind of... You have the choice of different facilities that go in it and stuff.
Yes, facilities. Like...
I can't say it without... giving away
like one of, for example, like cup, number of cup holders, the color of the seats, one of those plug-in machines that sucks you off.
They haven't,
like, in that remember that Nissan that caught fire? Do you remember that? Because a guy, he built a machine that plugged into the lighter that sucked you off, and it blew the Nissan up.
I didn't find that particularly useful, so I've asked for that to be taken out.
Okay.
But no, this car, this particular brand of car, it's a Mini.
Okay, right? It's a Mini.
You get what are known as packs.
And by the way, today's what they call that little, when you can carry the radio show around on your phone, the podcast of tonight's show is called Kath's Mini. So you can
because some people call it that.
You
don't
can all have Kath's Mini whenever you want. It's yours.
It's
yours
Mini.
To take Kath's Mini home, jump into it. You can go at the beginning, or if you want to just get to the end. Just enjoy Kath's Mini.
Well, they wanted to show me new Minis.
Share Kath's Mini around with your friends, with your parents. Your pets can have a go on Kath's Mini. Kath's Mini is for your enjoyment. I won't indulge. I can't. I don't.
Professional.
I can't get involved in Kath's Mini. But Kath's Mini is our gift to you.
You've been in my Mini for quite a bit.
I have, and I apologise for that. I was very, very drunk. And you were very gracious, but Kath's Mini is our gift to you, dear listener. We really hope you enjoy. If you've enjoyed Kath's Mini, please rate Kath's Mini, share it, subscribe to Kath's Mini, and rate it.
Anyway, so she starts.
I give Kath's Mini 5 stars. It was a bit cold.
Hey, I'd done it up really nice so they could have a look at it.
Good for you.
Because
well done.
I knew that they'd be evaluating my Mini on that particular occasion, and I didn't want them thinking I was a scruff bag. So it was all clean and tidy. I even had it waxed. I had, though. It's funny because it's true. Inside and out.
Wow.
Not waxed, but I'd had it valeted inside and out.
Yeah. Good. Good.
40 quid it cost.
Gave it a good going over.
Yeah, and I took all the rubbish from out.
There we go. Yeah, a lot of debris builds up in a Mini.
I found quite a lot of stuff in the boot, actually.
In the boot as well. Oh, I didn't. This is bonus. As well as Kath's Mini, you get the boot. You get access to the boot. This is great.
Boot's nice and clear now, so anyone can have a look.
There we go.
So, I took it in, and she was showing me all these new Minis.
Yep.
And all the time I'm thinking, this is too good to be true. This isn't going to happen. I'm not imagining myself in a new car.
No.
And, like, the girls were looking at... these different cars in the shiny showroom. They set it out all really nice and everything, and the bright colours.
Yeah, we know what car showrooms look
like.
No,
but Mini are particularly like hot on design and stuff, and it's just beautiful. Anyway, so, and I was thinking, don't get carried away, Catherine, because there'll be a catch. And sure enough, 2 hours later, once we'd established that, maybe this one is something you might be interested in, and we've had a look at yours, and okay, I'm just going to go and get the manager in just to have a word with you about this.
And sell you some double glazing.
And he came over like with this funny attitude, like I'd gone in there with a car that I still not paid a year and a half's finance on, and is a bit bashed up, to be honest, on one side. I was trying to pull a fast one, and I was thinking, but you invited me. I was really confused. And all the way through, I'm thinking, all right, hang on a minute. Am I getting a bit of a lecture on why my agreement's not finished yet when you invited me? And so he went away. He said, right, here we go then. Here's what I can offer you. You give me £2,500, and then you can have that other car for a vastly inflated sum to what you're paying at the moment.
Wow.
And we'll slap a really heavy penalty on you if you go over the mileage, which we know you are at the moment.
Wow.
I thought, oh, that's not a deal, is it? I went, right, well, no, I don't think so. And so he went away again. She came back. Oh, how's it going? It was a good cop, bad cop thing. And I went, well, look, I can't afford to pay this and pay, you know, extra per month. It's not going to happen. I'm a bit confused. All right, I'll get him to come back again. Came back again. He'd knocked some money off the monthly payments. But still, he was asking me for, like, out of the blue, when I thought I was going in to talk about them doing me a deal, all of a sudden they're trying to get £2,500 off me.
What's that? I hate that thing they do where they buy a car. Just tell me what the price is.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you're going to tell me the price
is. Good cop, bad cop
How much are you going to give me for mine? what's the price? Right, fine.
And you know they you're doing moves.
They do that thing when they go, and I go, you go, no, that's too much. I go, right, let me get the calculator. And they just type. You just type it on the calculator. You go, yeah, I could take another 350 off. What have you just typed into your calculator?
This guy said,
to work out you could take 350 off.
This guy said, no, I've taken the body pack off. And I think, you know, I didn't ask you for a body pack in the first place. That's always extra, isn't it?
I don't even know what a body pack is.
Anyway, so I went, nah, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. So we'll just leave it. And we walked out and it was like after 2.5 hours.
Man alive.
Still, sitting there. But still, thanks for the invitation, guys.
Free coffee, free biscuits. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.